The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. When I was growing up, we used to take a lot of vacations by car. We'd go visit relatives or go on a summer vacation. And the three of us children were in the back seat of the car, and we would look out the windows as we're going down the freeway, looking at all the billboards advertising different things. And we were quick to point out to our parents whenever we'd see a billboard for Dairy Queen or McDonald's. We'd say, "It's coming up. Another 5 miles, Dad, there's an exit for Dairy Queen. Can we stop?" And we didn't always get an answer. And as we got closer to the exit, we'd remind him, "Dad, this is the exit for Dairy Queen. Are we exiting?" And then if we didn't, we would go, "Oh." We would keep bothering our parents, maybe like the widow in the gospel reading today. She keeps going to this judge, bothering him, persisting in it. And Jesus says this is a parable about praying always without becoming weary. He's comparing, though, a lesser to a greater. He's saying that if an unjust judge is willing to finally give what the woman asked for, how much more is it sure that God will give when we ask? From the lesser to a greater. And certainly what he's trying to say is keep praying, keep trusting. God answers your prayers. And yet in the prayer life, the life of us as people of prayer, we might wonder, well, God doesn't always answer my prayers like I want. I ask for something and I don't get an answer. Maybe like when you ask your parents over and over again for something and they don't answer. As you get older, though, you look back at your life as a child and you realize parents often have a bigger plan. They have something more in mind for you. They may say no to something right now, but it's because they're going to say yes to something better later on. And you understand that parents, you need to trust them, that they know your needs. They're just as aware of those billboards going down the freeway as you are as a child. But they have a plan, and they're put in trust. They're put in charge over you to guide you and to teach you and to provide. And you learn that as a child, so then when you get to be an adult, you can take on that role. This is a reminder to me of how God listens to our prayer. We may not get the answer immediately, but we should not become weary. We should keep on, because prayer, I think, is more than just a relationship of me asking and God giving me what I ask. Because if that was the case, and if I just kept praying and praying and praying, what if my prayer was different than your prayer? What if I prayed for the Tommies to win the football game yesterday, and you were praying for the Johnnies to win the football game yesterday? It turned out that the Johnnies won. Does that mean that God wasn't listening to me, or God doesn't love me as much as you? Of course not. God is, I think, bigger than a football game. But we sometimes put God in a compartment and we say, "God, this is how I expect you to operate. I will pray over and over again And it's probably for a good thing, something that really is an important need. And then we expect God to prove God's love for us by answering that prayer. I think Jesus in this gospel reading is inviting us to something deeper. Rather than a relationship of always asking, God, I want this, give it to me, God's inviting us into a relationship of friendship, where we walk with God and God walks with us. We understand and believe God is compassionate and listening. I was reflecting upon this in a book I was reading just this week. It's called Compassion. It's a book that we're reading as part of the Just Faith program here at St. Paschal, a program where we're learning more about the social justice tradition of our church. In this book, it's a reflection upon this idea of compassion and what is compassion. And the writers of it say many times we think about compassion as just feeling sorry for somebody or wishing them the best. But really, at a deeper level, compassion comes from the Latin words to suffer with. To suffer with. When we're compassionate towards somebody, we're willing to be with them in their time of loneliness, pain, and sorrow. We're willing to enter into it with them. Not that we can always take that pain and suffering away, but we can be with them by their side. Sometimes we have this experience when we have an elderly parent who's in the hospital and maybe moving towards the time of death. And all we can really do is just be with them by their side, not saying anything, but maybe just holding their hand. I believe God's compassion for us, shown in Jesus Christ, who entered into our life. Jesus became flesh. He entered into the entire human condition to invite us to share with him our burdens. Jesus says, "Come to me when you are labored and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus is with us in those lowest times of our life. He's with us in the joyful times, but we maybe only turn to our Lord in prayer when we want something, and we think that's all there is to that relationship. I think there's something so much deeper that we can enter into with the Lord, to trust that he is listening to our prayers. God is granting our prayers, probably in ways we can't imagine, in a beautiful way that maybe we don't see right now, but in a longer, bigger picture, it'll become more evident. I really like the psalm that we sang this morning, Psalm 121. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. When we suffer and we're wondering, where is God? Lift up your eyes to the mountains. Where shall come your help? Our help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. God will never allow us to stumble. God is our guard. God does not sleep or slumber. The Lord's our guard and our shade. At our right side, God stands. By day, the sun will not smite us, nor the moon in the night, because the Lord guards us from evil. The Lord guards our soul. That is our God who enters our human condition, wanting to suffer with us. So when we bring our prayers to the Lord and we persist and don't become weary, we can trust the Lord is with us every step of the way.